بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي سعيد رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم انه قال اطعم الجائع وعود المريض وفك العاني رواه البخاري. In this hadith of Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that feed the poor and visit the sick and free the prisoners, the captives. So in this hadith, as we can see from the translation, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoined upon the believers three things. And the ulama have mentioned that these are the three rights of the believers. One is that if there is anyone who is hungry in our community, in our society, and then we should feed them. It shouldn't be that we are filling our stomachs and our neighbors, our fellow brothers, they are going hungry. So we need to look out for the welfare of our believing brothers and sisters. That's the first thing. The second thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned is wa'udul marid, that visit the sick. So in visiting the sick, the main principle and the main point to keep in mind is that we are visiting the sick because it's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's enjoined upon us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, we are visiting the sick for iraha. Iraha means that we are visiting them to bring comfort to them. We are visiting them to bring comfort to them. So we should only do those things which will bring comfort to them. So if it's someone who likes that you should sit for a bit longer, then you should sit for a bit longer. If it's someone who is finding discomfort if you are sitting for a very long time, then you should keep it nice and short. You should make dua for them. You should read the dua which has been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as'alullah al-azim rabbal arshi al-azim an yashfiyak, 7 times and blow on them. These are some of the things which have been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third thing which I wanted to focus on today is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it's the responsibility of every believer, it's a communal responsibility, wafukul ani, to release the prisoners, to work towards releasing those individuals from the Muslim community who have been imprisoned unjustly. This is a communal responsibility. The ulama have said that it's a fard kifaya. So it's a very big responsibility, and many times this responsibility is overlooked. There are many Muslim brothers and sisters around the world, even in the UK and even locally, who have been imprisoned unjustly without any evidence, and we should make dua for them. We should support those organizations financially who support the prisoners, who work for their release, like CAGE, etc. There are many organizations as well. So in this month of Ramadan, a part of our charity should also go to these organizations with the intention that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has enjoined upon us to release the captives and release the prisoners. And one more point I should add before we finish, inshallah, is that whenever there is a case where a Muslim has been convicted of a crime, or there are accusations against a Muslim, then we should control our tongue. Okay? It is not for us to make the judgment, especially when there is a lack of evidence. The courts in the UK, okay, are not based on the Islamic framework. So many people can be convicted of doing something, of committing a crime, when the Islamic evidence is not there. And the Quran gives us clear guidelines. When our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was accused, and there were some people who had the thought that maybe she did do something wrong, then the Quranic verses were revealed that لَوْلَا ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا بهتان عظيم وهذا إفك مبين. That why didn't the believing men and the believing women think good of their own brothers and sisters? Why couldn't they have good thoughts that this is a clear accusation? This is a clear accusation. Why didn't they bring witnesses? If they didn't have clear evidence, then there was no need to say anything. Okay. So it's sometimes when we start talking about these things, then this can ruin our akhirah. The Prophet ﷺ said in one hadith that sometimes a person utters a word and he doesn't think anything of it. He utters a word, but he doesn't think anything of it. And this word then becomes the sabab and the cause of him being thrown into the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah give us the true understanding and the tawfiq. Amin. Wa akhiru da'wana.